And now, our feature presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now locked into The Sailor Show, here on Real Variety Radio, KRVR International. And now, here he is, live from Houston, Texas, the star of our show, Sailor
Show. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, Real Variety Radio. This is your Net J Sailor Cooper with another edition of the Sailor Show. But this time, it's going to actually be a rerun of We're With You, a concert benefiting blind Ukrainian refugees. Yes, I'm sure many of you listened to the broadcast of the whole concert this past Saturday. It was 10 hours long. It was so good. Wow, over 100 blind artists performed. And because of your listenership and the donors, many people donated, and everybody raised, this concert raised over $85,000 to help Ukraine. How wonderful is that? Yes, indeed. Because of your support, we're going to help so many blind Ukrainians that have been affected by war. And like some people said, some people went blind as a result of war, which is so bad. It's not good. But without further ado, please enjoy a full hour of the We're With You benefit concert featuring great artists on Real Variety Radio.
The following program is a recording of the We're With You benefit concert to help blind Ukrainian refugees. This concert was recorded on April 16th, 2022 to raise funds for those affected by the war in Ukraine. This concert had a total of over 100 blind artists from around the world, and many listeners being able to hear it on many internet radio stations around the world. Because of this, over $85,000 were raised to help blind Ukrainian refugees. I hope you enjoy reliving this very special concert.
On behalf of the National Federation of the Blind, America's civil rights membership organization of blind people, we want our blind friends in the Ukraine to know that we're with you. To all those listening today to this important concert, we invite you to join with us in this initiative. Visit our website, nfb.org/blindwithyou, that's the letter U, to learn how you can donate now to the World Blind Union's Ukrainian Unity Fund and join with our efforts in the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you to all the supporters of this important effort and to our friends from the Ukraine, we're with you.
The following selection is presented and sung by Prudence Dickens, Joy Tilton, and Ann Sylvia as an a cappella version of the Beatles song, Because. It is our pleasure to be here today and enjoy, and we believe this captures the true spirit of the brave Ukrainians, and we can only hope this war will come to an end very soon.
Because the It turns me on. Because the world is round. Ah, because the wind is high, it blows my mind. Because the wind is high. Ah, love is old, love is new. Love is all, love is you. Because the sky is blue, it makes me cry. Because the sky is blue.
Hi everyone, I'm Chrissy Cochran, the Executive Director and owner of The Global Voice, one of the stations streaming this concert. I was born in New Zealand, came over to England at the age of 11, studied the usual things, shorthand, typing, that sort of thing, and I'm also a musician, went into music professionally, done quite a bit of production, I've got several albums out, and I just enjoy music thoroughly, and I'm delighted to be able to put this piece up for the concert, and I hope you enjoy it. It's simply called Hope.
You know what you want and you see where it is, so you take it. You know very well that you're only just fooling yourself. Your heart has been wanting to have it, so you think you can reach out and grab it right off of the shelf. You've looked at with longing the thing that you want, now you've got it. You hope that material things, they will make you feel good. But deep in your heart you feel lonely. You lighten the darkness inside you, if only you could. And just take a look at the love that is there around you. And just think of all of the times that you can and you will. And you do it in spite of yourself. And just take a look at the love you can get from another. For there's no need for you to go around with your hopes on the ground. You know that it's gonna be hard, for you'll have to be open. You've been shut up inside of yourself and it's been for too long. But that only makes you feel frightened. You're not really sure if this time it is right or it's wrong. You think like before, you have only to reach out and take it. You don't realize you must give something back in return. It's here in your heart that you know it, and it's there in your eyes that you show that you're willing to learn. So just look around at the love that is there all around you, and And just think of all of the times that you can and you will, and you'll do it in spite of yourself. And just look around at the love you can get from another. So there's no need for you to go around with your hopes on the ground, on the ground. So just look around at the love that is there around you, and just think of all of the times that you can and you will, and you do it in spite of yourself. Just think of all of the love you can get from another. So there's no need for you to go around with your hopes on the ground. You think like before, you have only to reach out and take it. You don't realize you must give something back in return. It's here in your heart that you know it, and it's there in your eyes that you show that you're willing to learn. You're starting to feel much better inside, now you're learning. You're learning to give and receive, and you want to know more. It's finally getting through to you that love is the thing you can learn. Now you're getting the score. And just take a look at the love that is there all around you. And just think of all of the times that you can and you will, for you do it in spite of yourself. So just think of all of the love you can get from another. You want it to see with your eyes, there is love all around. Just think of the love that a child can receive from a mother. So there's no need for you to go around with your hopes on the ground, on the ground.
Help us help blind Ukrainians in need. Please give what you can using our accessible donation form at nfb.org/blindwithyou. That's nfb.org/blindwith and the letter U.
Hello. My name is Iwana Ganderber, and I speak to you from Montreal, Canada. However, I was born in Romania, and of course, I cannot possibly imagine the hardships and struggles that the Ukrainian people, and especially the blind community of Ukraine, is going through right now. But I know firsthand what it means to live in a country where the human preconceptions around disabilities and also the rights of people with disabilities have a long, long way to go. I also know what a totalitarian regime can do to somebody's life, and so my heart goes out to you. Today I want to play for you three movements of a partita by Johann Sebastian Bach. He originally wrote this for violin and then transcribed it for lute, and now I play it for you on classical guitar. And this is part of what makes the music of Bach so special to me. It has this kind of intrinsic beauty and universal quality that makes it sound great no matter what instrument you play it on. Similarly, I think that this reminds me of how no matter where we are from, no matter if we're sighted or blind, no matter our individual living conditions, we all share this universal quality of our human condition. And may this music remind us all to be kind and generous and empathetic to each other, and especially to those who need it most. We're with you.
Thank you.
people are tweeting in using the BlindWithYou hashtag. And thank you to all the encouragement that you're providing to the artists who are contributing today as we all get together to raise money for the World Blind Union's Ukrainian Unity Fund. Hello, I was going to say Guten Morgen. It's Guten Morgen for me to Rainer from Orfunk in Germany. Thank you very much for your encouragement and for being a part of We're With You today. Claudia is listening from Poland, and as you will hear today, large numbers of refugees are in both Germany and Poland. Anya Kelly Costello is listening to us in Sweden, and Bobby Stenhouse is tuned in as well. Hi to Laurel Jean, thank you for being a part of We're With You today, and hi to Kaz as well. Camp Owen Pacific Training Center, welcome to We're With You. And Rachel Flowers is in Oxford in California and enjoying her fellow musicians who are contributing to We're With You today. Hi to Dimitri and also to Jesper Holten, who is in Denmark, who says it's great to see the blind community coming together. He has donated $75 to the Ukrainian Unity Fund. Thank you for your generous contribution. Charlie's listening in Cape Town, South Africa, and having a good time on a Saturday evening. And James Trimble is with us as well. Marsha Drent and the Drents. Sounds like a good name for a 60s group, actually, Marsha. Anyway, she is listening with the family, and they've donated $120. Thank you very much for your kind donation. To Ontario we go once again. Sarah Hillis's mum has donated. That is very good. Thank you so much for that. And Rebecca at Tactile Vision Graphics has been in touch to say that her husband has created a tactile map of Ukraine, and they're selling this map on their website, if you'd like to understand the terrain of Ukraine, for $10. They've just done this, and all the proceeds from this are going to go to the World Blind Union's Ukrainian Unity Fund. So if you pay $10, and I think that's Canadian because they are a Canadian company, you will get this tactile map and you'll also have made a donation. The website for that is tactilevisiongraphics.com. That's tactilevisiongraphics, all one word, .com. Saying hi to Stephen Guerra, who's listening to us. Welcome to you, Stephen. And Macy McLean. Hi, Macy. We'll hear from her a little bit later because she's a contributor to this event. Jens is also listening to us in Germany, and Michelle Murphy, hello to you. Diane Sims, the Yankee Peach herself, is listening, no prizes for guessing that she's listening from Georgia, where everything's got peach in it. Yum. Now, let's give you an update on the total. We've done it, folks. We've done it. $52,169 raised to date. We've got a long way to go with this concert. Please do what you can. Spread the word. Donate if you haven't yet. Every little bit helps. Head on over to nfb.org/blindwithyou and let's just keep that total climbing. nfb.org/blindwith and the letter U.
My name is Jasmine Island. I am 13 years old and from Washington State. I will be singing and playing on the guitar Arms by Christina Perry. I am participating in this event because I want all Ukrainians to know that there is hope and that there is someone out there that is there for you who wants to help you.
See right through my walls. I hope that you can. you bleed if I'm alone. You put your arms around me, and I believe that it's easier for you to let me go. I hope that you see right through my walls. I hope that you catch me.
The Executive Director of the Louisiana Center for the Blind in Ruston, Louisiana, and the First Vice President of the National Federation of the Blind. On behalf of our students, staff, and alumni at the Louisiana Center for the Blind, we are sending our love and support to our blind sisters and brothers in Ukraine. We send wishes for healing and comfort during this difficult time. We salute your resiliency, your courage, and your faith. And we want you to know that...
Estamos con ustedes.
Nahnu ma'akum.
We're with you!
Kia ora. Hello, I'm Caitlin Smith, a legally blind singer-songwriter from New Zealand, Aotearoa. We are thinking of you now. The whole world is thinking of you and sending our support and love. And I hope you enjoy my song, Prayer for a Miracle, because I wrote it for the whole planet, but especially acknowledging what you are experiencing and suffering right now. God bless.
Dear God, I pray for a miracle today, that I may be as loving as I can. May I realize the joy that's in your eyes, and live in every moment without question. They finally found a way. for breakfast, thinking there was nothing I could do about the pain in this world and the suffering just because they were sad. That that's just the way it was. But they don't know the beautiful things we do. Does it have to be a crisis just to constitute you? I refuse to buy into the lies, and I choose to celebrate goodness in this life. Am I asking too much? Is it too much to ask?
Hello, I'm Kelly Superja from the Global Voice Internet Radio. You're listening to the We're With You benefit concert.
Next, we welcome to our virtual stage Grey Matters, and this is Honey, You Got Some Explaining to Do.
Seen you in the candlelight, I've heard you in the storm, seen you in the night.
name is Mariola Ochotnikova. Our small organization, Ari Ari, has already helped roughly 1,000 people. These are mainly disabled people. Some of them are blind, some of them are blind and with other disabilities. There is quite a big amount of people who were rescued, you know, on wheelchairs after some, you know, severe spine damages, for example, and things like that. So this all requires, like, I mean, you know, on the one hand, I could say that it requires nothing because, you know, we are nowhere close to any, you know, like governmental fundings or any like big medical help and even knowledge. You know, we are just enthusiasts who want to help and who want to make this world a better place, to make the difference and to help those people, thinking and, you know, analyzing what to do, where to go, whom to call, what to pay for, how much food, how much medical supplies you send there, where you buy it, who does that, where you get these funds from. It's just, you know, I even don't know where to start. Like literally, if heaven forbid it all started all over again, I think that would be chaos again, because it's like, my God, I don't know how we did it. You know, it's almost impossible. What people here do in Poland is just incredible amount of help, and people are really willing to donate and to do some things that we have never done in our lives. So in the end, it means that all those 1,000 people, about 1,000 people that we have already helped, at the beginning, they were just boarded somewhere in Poland, either in houses, including my house. For example, I had two refugees in my house. One was blind, totally. She came somehow in the middle of March, I guess, if I remember correctly. The others were boarded somewhere, you know, in hostels, in some boarding places. We were trying to find places for in boarding schools. But there were more problems with that again, not only because they were refugees, not only because they didn't speak language, but Polish law went in a way. Because according to Polish law, when you have a boarding school for any children, including blind children, for example, the law does not allow any adults to stay in this boarding school with the children. Which means that if we have a blind child that was rescued from Ukraine together with their mother, for example, because the fathers were obviously not allowed to leave the country in most cases.
Accessible donation form at nfb.org/blindwithyou. That's nfb.org/blind with U.
Here's a very famous name in the blind performing arts community. She's been performing music since she was a very young child. She's continued to make great music into adulthood. In 2016, Daniel Norden wrote Brand New World. It's a song about world peace, which is an extremely appropriate theme for this event. Rachel Flowers liked it so much that she recorded a new version with him. And here it is on We're With You.
Ever since I was just a child, I put my head to the clouds and smiled. Birds would be sitting in the trees, and every day they sing to me. Different view. Some happy, some sad, some good, Listen. The writing is clearly written on the wall.
We need to clean up this mess.
For so long it seems we've always been at war.
It's time we start making sense.
Why is this world full of lies and hate? Before it's too late to
love one another, learn from one another, understand one another, care for one another.
In the end, you will find people will smile. We're building a brand new world. If we can turn peace into reality,
the past will be left behind.
Lost will be found into another world
where evil has gone away.
What will it take to show that there's another way? I know in time we'll learn to make a change before it's too late to
love.
We're building a brand new world.
It's social media check-in time again. Let's say hi to some We're With You listeners. Now, a reminder that if you would like to call in and have someone call you back to take your donation early in the coming week, then you can call in the United States 240-885-7246. That's 240-885-7246. Now let's check the Blind With You hashtag, where it's all happening. Hi to Kara Goldfinch, who's listening to We're With You. Joined us a little late, but seems to be enjoying the music. Michael Chopra, good morning to you, listening from, I think, Tokoroa in New Zealand on an Easter Sunday morning. Hello to Lynn, who's checked in, and Alicia Jarvis too. Richard Marion, welcome to you. And Stephanie Appleby has joined husband Tim and is enjoying We're With You in Canada. We're saying hello to Dan Burke and a big hello to Kevin Morley, who's made a big donation of $1,000 to the Ukrainian Unity Fund. Thank you very much, Kevin. Every donation is appreciated. David Harvey is listening on Easter Sunday morning in Auckland in New Zealand, and he says he's got his Easter eggs on standby. You chow down on that chocolate, David. It's good to have you listening. Anne Cosgrove in Ireland is tuned in, as well as is Jessica, who says she's pleased to have played some part in the We're With You event today. And hello to Mike Gorse. Welcome to you. To Utah we go to say hello to Everett Bacon of the National Federation of the Blind in Utah, and Julie McGinnity with her five-month baby. Julie says that the baby is enjoying the event as well, so that's fantastic. And welcome Kyle Smith. Thank you for joining us for We're With You today. Jason Castanway is someone that we will hear from later in the show. Great to have you tuned in. And that total is at 55,443. That is a great effort, but I know that we can do even better. Spread the word. Please give what you can. nfb.org/blindwithyou.
All of us from Freedom Scientific and the rest of the Vespero family hope you're enjoying We're With You. It would be far better if this event wasn't needed. But given that it is, it's inspiring to be a part of a large number of organizations and talented musicians who are coming together to help blind Ukrainian refugees. Since this is a benefit, we encourage you to contribute to the World Blind Union's Unity Fund, either directly or through a participating blindness organization in your country.
Hello, my name is Connor McPhillamy. I am here in Ireland. I am a singer-songwriter, and this is my song. It's an original piece called Clear Now, and it's to show solidarity for the people of the Ukraine. So I started recording here at home about 1 year ago. So I'm using Reaper, Osara, and NVDA, and I have my drums in my basement and recording guitars and bass and vocals. I've had a little help on the keyboards on this song from my friend Neil, and also from Scott Chesworth. And Scott has been doing some lessons with me over the last year, and he has also mixed and mastered this track for me. So, hope you like it. Thanks.
When the water's crystal clear and the sky is dark and gray, two mountains on the rise where rain gently falls. Let go of your fears, but I know it isn't.
Let's stand together to support blind Ukrainians. Please give what you can using our accessible donation form at nfb.org/blindwithyou. That's nfb.org/blindwith and the letter U.
All right, hope you enjoyed a full hour of a Live With You benefit concert for blind Ukrainian refugees. What a huge success it was in the end. I know so many Ukrainians will be assisted thanks to this concert and for the wonderful performances and contributions that all of the listeners gave during this event.
The Sailor Show, KRDR.